It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Injured at work in a motor vehicle accident or had a fall in a public space? Speak to Your Claim Lawyers, a no-win, no-fee personal injury claims law firm that specialises in maximising compensation claims for injured people. Call 1-800-YOUR-CLAIM or yourclaimlawyers.com.au.
You're listening to This Is Your Football Life for Turpin Brothers Funeral Say It Now Week, August 15 to 21. Upload a photo or video on social media for someone special so they know you care. Remember to hashtag Say It Now.
Folks, you've got to understand, I know you're listening all over Australia and in fact the globe, that this is, it's not embarrassing to me, it's quite humbling that I've been given the opportunity to tell the people who have done so much and been such an inspiration to me over my life that I can actually tell them. And my daughter saying when I let her down the aisle to be married, Stan Elves about our long friendship of ups and downs, and various other people who you've heard. Well, the last guest I've stayed till last, and I'm just, it's like me veggies. You eat your veggies and then you leave the big steak till last. Tony Lockett is on the line, and it's great to speak to you, big man.
Now, what sort of steak, Rex, are you referring to there?
Well, I don't even know the difference between cholesterol and fat, but one with plenty of fat and gristle through it, and I suppose you'd go for a Scotch fillet there, Plugger?
Absolutely, mate, every day of the week. Not a problem at all there.
And are you a still-moving blue man, or do you like a bit of a crust on it, or what are you doing, a little bit of horseradish?
I'll take it any way it comes, Rex.
I tell you what,
matter,
mate.
It can be rare, it can be well done, it don't matter, mate. When you've got an appetite like mine, you just hook in, mate. You just hook in.
Oh, mate, when you're on the job and playing footy, mate, you'd eat the menu. It was just sensational. Now, on a serious note, I just want to remind you this, and I don't think you probably need reminding, after the last game at Waverley Park in the eastern suburbs of Melbourne,
absolutely,
here in Victoria, you sent a message up to the 3RW commentary position from Graham Bond, and you said, I want to see Rexy down here. And folks, I have got in my cabinet with my two premiership medallions, my 200 club, and my life membership of the Richmond Football Club, Tony Lockett's Sydney Guernsey signed to Rex, 279 or 78 it is, 278-357. You came back for three games a couple of years later, but I still don't think you got any idea, Tony Lockett, what that meant to me then, and each year goes by towards my, you know, 70th year on this planet, what it means to me now. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do. I guess I do, Rich. I mean, thank you very much. I mean, it's very humbling, too, on my side of it, too, mate. I mean, I just, wanted to do something for you, mate, and, I didn't have much that I could give you back in the club rooms. Dave, so a jumper was as good as any, I thought, and it's always good to get a jumper, mate. I think it's
magnificent.
Yeah, that's just the way I felt about it, mate, and I was glad to give it to you, mate.
I'm just a bit disappointed it wasn't a freshly skunned steer or a bit of venison or a pair of rabbits. I can remember when I ran a television show called I'm Rex Hunt and You're Not that Jimmy Jess showed your type of humour. He brought in a couple of scun rabbits and he took them back to Richmond, put them in Mick Malthouse's locker, and they found them about 6 weeks later because they thought old Charlie Priestley, the property steward, might have died in the club rooms. You're laughing. Can you relate to rabbiting and fishing around the Central Highlands Ballarat district as a kid, can you?
Look, I did a little bit of that, Rex, but probably, not as much as a lot of kids. I suppose that I actually lived in Ballarat. I didn't actually live outside of Ballarat. So, but look, growing up there, you sort of got into that sort of stuff. Well, I did anyway. And great memories, mate. Great memories growing up, and involved in the North Ballarat Football Club, which have gone on leaps and bounds over the years to be an incredible force in that league. Very proud that I played there, and as did a lot of the fellas that went to St Kilda, mate, you know, like your Greg Burns's and Jeff Tunn's and, and all those fellas. So, yeah, a lot of great memories, Rex, a lot of great memories.
I like to inspire young kids that if they're good enough, they'll make it. But some of the kids have got problems in this world in which we live. They get homesick. Were you one of them, despite the fact it's only an hour and a half up the road now with a speed limit run to Ballarat? Were you? Did you suffer from that?
Yeah, for sure, Rex. I mean, it was a big change for me at 16 years of age to leave there and go down to Melbourne. Just a completely different lifestyle. Look, in this day and age, that's what you've got to do. And the way the AFL, you know, with the draft systems and the things that the clubs have got in place now, completely different to back then. And, I mean, the AFL's just going gangbusters with everything like that, mate. I think they've, the organisation and the way they run the whole product of the AFL, second to none in my world. Yeah, fantastic.
It is. Tony Lockett, that's the voice you can hear, folks, and one of the great thrills for me. When you first went to Moorabbin, there's a well-used photo of you and Doc Bulldog, the great Darryl Bulldog. My goodness gracious me, you were a young kid with pimples with a nice fringe in the front, and you and I go to the same hairdresser now for a quote, don't we, Plugger? Can you relate to that when you came down that you're actually sitting next to what, or the guy that was regarded as the greatest centre-half forward of his time?
Oh, look, you know, you heard all the stories about Doc, how great he was, And, you know, I think Doc, Ian Stewart, Robert Harvey, some incredible footballers. I don't think you could really split any of those three for mine.
Yeah.
Probably the three greatest players that ever represented the red, white and black, Rex. I might have missed someone there, but just quickly off the top of my head, Harves, Stewie and Doc, man, what a trio. Unbelievable. Wow.
I can just remember sitting up the top of that tin stand and the wind blowing down and those animals down the bock, you know, knocking about 400 cans an hour off and, you know, out of the centre, Harvey Lockett! It was just a cauldron, wasn't it? And you couldn't help but actually, when I had hair on the back of my head as a copper, my hair used to stand up on the back of my neck down there at the end of my career, but it just must have been an amazing cauldron to put on your display at full forward.
Well, Moorabbin, an incredible ground. And look, back in the day, Rex, you get the same from, you know, your likes of a Dougie Hawkins that used to prowl around the wings of the Witten Oval there at Footscray, the Western Oval, Windy Hill, Victoria Park, Cadinia Park, you name it.
Yeah.
Back when your home ground was your home ground and you had to defend it, mate, there was some great Saturday afternoons, and that's what it was back in the day. Saturday, 2 o'clock, off you go. And
six games in Melbourne, Plugger. Six games in metropolitan Melbourne.
So it's all changed, Rex. It's all changed, mate. But what I'm saying is back in the day, and I'm glad I was a part of that era because Moorabbin was home, do you know what I mean?
There
was some Saturday afternoons there, mate, that grandstand was rocking, mate. It was incredible, mate. We had some great games there.
Well, I used to call it the Victoria Bitter Rock.
It was an unbelievable atmosphere. Them Saints fans, mate, were off their rockers, mate.
They were, mate.
You know, 20 minutes into the last quarter, you were kicking down to the grandstand, mate. No feeling like it. I don't care what anyone says. But that was Moorabbin, mate. And, mate, I remember that like yesterday.
I reckon one of the greatest things that a father and son can have is say, Dad, you're my best mate. And son, you're my best mate as well. What influence did Senior Plugger have on a young Plugger?
Oh, look, he had lots of influence. I mean, more so as a younger kid, I think, just probably the endless hours of me nagging him, getting out for a kick. And then, I mean, he was busy back in the day coaching Lexington, coaching North Ballarat and doing the football thing still then, you know what I mean? So I probably drove him around the bend as a young bloke doing all that sort of stuff, which, I mean, that's the same relation as most kids, most young footballers, whatever their father anyway. But as I think as I got older, he could see that. I mean, you've got to let the young people grow and learn for themselves, Rex. You know what I mean? Because they're going to make mistakes, but sometimes that's really the best way to learn.
It is.
So you know, get thrown into the deep end and work it out for yourself. So I think that was always a good thing. But always there, if there was a question to be asked or some advice to receive, it was always there. Do you know what I mean? It was always approachable, always there. And he used to go along to all the games as did the old girl. They used to just love it, mate. Maraden, yeah. They were there every week. And, great memories, Rex, great memories.
You're listening to the great man, Tony Lockett, in every sense of the world. Just tell you what, I'm just like a kid with a new toy, I can tell you now. The Sydney move, I'll just preface it by saying Ron Barassi came to me and the 3AW management in 1992 and said, I'm going to have to leave 3AW. I said, Ron, I haven't upset you. He said, oh, yes, you have, Rex. He said, but I've got to go and coach Sydney because unless Sydney get a profile, we won't have a national competition. You were part of that a bit later on when you went up to Harbourside. Tell us about the buzz of being an establishment player and out of our AFL, VFL zone at the Sydney Cricket Ground, they were hanging from the rafters in enemy territory, the NRL.
Well, yeah, well, obviously in 1996, they had the rugby had the bit of the Super League split with the NRL. I can't remember much about it, Rex, but anyway, it was a big split that divided a lot in New South Wales and certainly a lot of people in that Sydney CBD area. So we, at that stage, 1996, were on a fantastic run of winning at home. And like as you know, Rex, if you're winning, people just keep jumping on and jumping on to the stage where we were actually... from 1995, when I first went up there, the crowds, all of a sudden, when you start winning and the team's performing, man, we were filling the joint. And it was a great atmosphere. And just getting home and just winning. And it give all those NRL supporters something else to look forward to. And, we got a lot of... people coming over, they're saying, oh, at the moment we've just had enough of the NRL, what's going on? And they've just come to watch a Swannies game, mate. And with winning week in, week out up at home, it was the start of something really good, I thought. It was great to be a part of.
Well, I'm thoroughly enjoying talking to the legend himself, Plugger Lockett. And we'll continue on with more of the chat with Tony Lockett after the break. We're on air for Tobin Brothers Funerals. Celebrating lives.
You're listening to This Is Your Football Life for Tobin Brothers Funeral Say It Now Week, August 15 to 21. Upload a photo or video on social media for someone special so they know you care. Remember to hashtag Say It Now.
G'day, Rexy. Dipper here. Well, I love being on your show. Always love working with you. Jeez, we had some great times, didn't we? My God, you got the big plugger, eh? Great man. Looking forward to hearing what Plugger's got to say. Keep up the great work and we'll talk soon.
Rexy, Dougie Hawkins here, mate. You're a star footballer, star media performer and a great fisherman. Give it up. That's all, folks. That's your line, Rexy. Over and out. Dougie Hawkins. Love you, brother.
Well, there's some champions of the game there, folks, and isn't it wonderful to hear that their passion for our sport remains to this day? And we're talking with Tony Plugger Lockett on this Say It Now special. And Plugger, let's travel to the north of the country. You and I and E.T. went up there to Seven Spirit Bay for a fishing trip. To say it was interesting is understating it.
We had a great trip, Rex. That was the first time I was let loose on a barramundi. And, we had a great trip, Rex. It was great to see Andrew, the great player he was in the NRL. Now, take that to his passion was back then. Was fishing. He now, with the ET Fishing Adventures, unbelievable, mate. He and it's a great show, and, mate, I just think that's a fantastic story. So successful in his chosen sport. Then to go on, do something like his hobby and made that into what it is today, mate, great effort from ET. And he totally deserves it. He's a good fella, mate. He's a real good fella.
No doubt about that.
I just had the other day on a bit of a bike trip where I thought I'd need to go for a bit of a ride. So I ended up knocking out about 15,000 Ks up to Cairns, over to Corunda. Now, I'm in a charter boat fishing out of Corunda, the Kerry D. We didn't catch much, Rex. It was a little bit disappointing, but they told us there wasn't many fish. I said, I don't care. I just want to get out in the boat and I want to wet a line. So we went out and had a bit of a fish. That was good. Anyway, the trip took off further north. We landed in a spot called Home Valley on the Gibb River Road, where they do halley fishing.
Yeah.
Now, they said there's some big barra here, and I said, well, that's what we're here for, mate. Put us right in the middle of them, will you? So off we went, and I thought I had my metre barra, Rex.
Oh.
But on further analysis of the fish, he just come up a little bit short, 92 centimetres.
Oh, that's a horse. You are now officially a legend, and when the history of this game is written, you will be indelibly recorded as one of the greats of all time. And just seeing a bit on the television and reading a little bit on the internet, you were genuinely moved and humbled when you were inducted, not only in the Hall of Fame earlier on, you went back the same night, but it was great for Vicky and the girls to be there with you, and you clearly enjoyed it, Plugger.
Oh, look, one of the proudest nights, in 20 years of football playing career. Very proud night, and great to have the girls there. They never sort of went along. Well, the two youngest ones weren't even around when I finished playing anyway. But, look, great to have them around. They thoroughly enjoyed it. Mate, it was a sensational night. The AFL, as I said before, mate, they run second to no one in anything they do. Just put on a super show, mate, and very honoured, very humbled, and very proud to be part of, the Hall of Fame and the AFL.
Just absolutely lovely to have a chat. Do the two oldest ones who know who you are and knew how, do they find it hard sometimes when they don't hear the best thing about their father or someone who hasn't got the guts to say to your face and that sort of thing? Is that what's good to you now that you can move out of all the rubbish, you know, that the rest of these people have to put up with in the capital cities?
Yeah, look, it's, it's just, which is, to live down here in the country, down in Barrow, it's great, mate. It's been great for the kids.
Yeah.
It's been a great place to bring them up. The oldest daughter's still at home. She does a bit of work at a winery. The second one, the second oldest, Chloe, she's moved to Sydney now doing university.
Wow.
The third one, young Steph, she's a bit of a netballer. So actually, probably see a bit more netball than football these days, Rex. And I enjoy going along and watching my daughter play netball because she goes okay, Rex. And,
yeah.
She loves it. She enjoys it. She puts her heart and soul into it, which I love. So, and then the youngest one, well, she's like all youngest ones. She's just a bit spoiled, but she, she's a fantastic kid, mate. And we love her dearly, mate. So, look, Paul, I couldn't be more proud. I've got four of the best kids I could ever want, Rex, and I'm proud of each and every one of them.
Isn't that lovely? I'm just going to go over what I told you that I would be careful at. Do you still see a game or two, or every now and again do you flick on the telly? Do you still love the game as much as you did before you became a star at the St Kilda Footy Club?
Look, I love the game, Rex. I'll tell you, I don't watch it as much as a lot of people do. The last game I watched was Hawthorn and Sydney here two weeks ago on a Thursday night at the SCG. I watched the Doggies in Richmond, which I thought was a fantastic game of footy a couple of weekends ago.
Yes.
Haven't watched one since. But I still watch a bit of footy. I don't watch it every week, Rex, but I still watch a bit of it, and I still keep involved and not up to speed like a lot of the blokes, but I still sort of know a bit about it, what's going on,
Well, the final question is, you have publicly and privately said when you kick 10 goals on a superstar like Stephen Silvani, you're allowed to speak about it. And young Jack, who's making his way, I don't know whether you caught him or not, but isn't he a tip off the old block?
I reckon that's fantastic, mate. the father, the son, and now the grandson.
Yeah.
Mate, that is absolutely incredible. And great fellow, Stephen Silvani, too. And I was only, it's a bit of a G-up when I said that the other night. People might have took it the wrong way, Rex, which doesn't matter. They can take
whatever
they want.
That's who
exactly
cares?
Right. But when you kick 10 on sauce, you can brag, mate. Next year, I got ahead of myself, and I didn't trouble the score, mate. There was no kicks, no marks, nothing. No effort.
Apart from riding your bike with your mates and that sort of thing, what do you do for Tony Lockett time? I might, sit down and just go garfishing down the pier with me beanie on and no one knows who I am, or, I might sort of have a look in one of the angling museums or go down and watch Richmond train or something like that with me hat at the back. What does Plugger do for Plugger?
Mate, I just ride bikes, Rex. That's really what I do. Other than I look, you know, I run a got a small farm at home here that I look after, run a few cows and calves for a bit of fun, a bit of space, like we all need every, you know. But basically, whether it's riding a Harley down the road, thinking I'm sort of an overweight James Dean or something like that, or heading off for, you know, an enduro through the bush, or I don't care what bike it is or what sort of bike it is, I just love riding bikes, mate. You know, that's just what I like to do.
Isn't that amazing? Well, it's been great to chat. And look, I've gone over time, but I thank you. But I wanted to get across that there are four things that not to go on eBay when I finally go to Tobin Brothers. and they're the Premiership Medallions, the 200 Club and the Life Membership, and that's Sydney Guernsey. I might actually ring the Sydney people and see if they want to pop that in the museum. Not for my point of view, but that was the last game that you played at Waverley. It was the last game at Waverley. You came back a couple of years later, of course, and injuries and age saw you out, but... It's been a great pleasure, and you can't be doing any better now, mate, than watching a porterhouse and a T-bone walking out in front at your front garden, mate.
Yeah, the only thing better is a camel pie at Birdsville Bakery, mate.
Oh, I don't like the camel, mate. I prefer echidna and snake, mate.
Yeah, that's what the sign says as you walk up to the front door of the bakery. It says, you want a camel pie? It tastes a bit like zebra, but not quite like giraffe. There you go.
It's been great to chat, and I thank you for your time. I was at the foot of Mount Buninyong, and Spud had arranged me to go on one of the farmer's properties and catch a trout. Yep. And I thought this is where the great man came from, and I came back and said, let's see if he'll do it. The fact when
Not
you picked
a problem,
up the
Rick.
Phone, you said, g'day, Rex, he means a lot to me, and I'll take that to my grave. And thanks for being so kind to us today, Tony Lockett.
Rex, when I'm back in Melbourne, I want to get out and catch a snapper in Port Phillip Bay, or get amongst some whiting out in Western Port, if you don't mind.
Mate, don't worry about that, mate. And it'll be just you and I and the gatepost. But you'll have to come back and beat Sam Newman's record of 21 fillips of whiting in one sitting.
Yeah?
Yeah, so you better...
If anyone can do it, Rexy, I can do it. There you go.
You're a star.
That's it, mate. Look, Rex, good to talk. Look after yourself, and I will see you on the water.
Folks, what a pleasure it's been to speak to the game's greatest ever forward, a man that gave me the reason to go broadcasting at the football. Now, folks, we want you to get involved in Say It Now Week. And whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're in between, it doesn't matter. We don't know what tomorrow will bring. And isn't there some sad examples of that every day? Why don't you upload a photo or video onto social media for someone special so they know you care? Remember to hashtag Say It Now and tag at Tobin Brothers, and check us out on Twitter at Rex Football Life.
You're listening to This Is Your Football Life for Tobin Brothers Funeral Say It Now Week, August 15 to 21. Upload a photo or video on social media for someone special so they know you care. Remember to hashtag Say It Now.
It's Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale. To kick things off, you can get the power to buy three and get one free on selected Toyo passenger car and SUV tyres. Tyre Power's Big Footy Final Sale can't last. Visit tyrepower.com.au now.